Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the Gregory Crawford on Basketball Show. We do this show every Wednesday night, at least almost every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Pacific time, where we try and bring on some really talented coaches that maybe you don't get an opportunity to hear a lot from, but I love promoting the game of basketball. It means a lot to me. I would say 90% of my friends that I have come from the world of sports, and maybe out of that 90%, about 50% are from the game of basketball. So I absolutely love the game of basketball. I love the game of basketball, golf, and sports business. Since this show is named Gregory Crawford on Basketball, something unique, I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops, which I tweet sporadically, but hopefully I put out a little bit of entertaining stuff there. Twitter is really great. I love the social media stuff. Facebook does a great job where I like to put a lot of things on there about animals. And my favorite social media outlet actually is LinkedIn. I really love LinkedIn. It's just huge. It's got great information. It's a great way to connect with, and it's got a lot of sports information on there. So I hope if you're not on LinkedIn, that you get on LinkedIn, create a profile, and get out there, because it keeps your name out there. And I do a lot of promoting of these shows on LinkedIn, and that really helps with our audience immensely. As I mentioned, we do this show every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. We have a wide variety of guests that come on with us, and one of those guests that comes on a regular basis is somebody I really love talking to, mainly because he is an outstanding basketball coach, and he is equally as outstanding as a respectful person. Let's talk to Mako Hamilton, the head men's coach at George Fox University in beautiful Newburgh, Oregon, which is, Mako, is it safe to say it's about 35 minutes from downtown Portland? Would that be correct?
Yeah, Greg, it's about right, barring traffic. But if it's a non-traffic time of day, then yeah, it's an easy 30-minute drive.
Yeah, I don't even bring up the word traffic anymore, Mako, because everywhere you go, it's so bad. Can you believe the way we spurted up in growth here? We're headed to be the 17th largest metropolitan area in the country. Unreal for Portland.
Yeah, no, it's growing a lot. I wish we can get our city to kind of up the highway system as well. That would really help kind of keep us up with the growth that we're having. So, but that's another issue there.
No, very much so. In the end, I agree with you. They're going to have to really do a lot of adjusting, or else it's going to be a lot of gridlock in Portland. That makes Newburgh even more and more attractive, because you've got everything in that city that one would ever need. Mako, I do a show with Tyler Gebbing, and I know you know Tyler, 9:30 on every Wednesday night. And I ask him tonight, and I'm going to ask you the same question, because I'm so fascinated by coaching on any level, any sport, or even coaching people to be better. In the game of basketball, from your standpoint, Mako, how is the balance of coaching your team in a game and trying to coach against the opposition, in other words, countering their moves or doing something you think that you can succeed on them?
Well, I think a lot of that you hope is done in the preparation, the days leading up to the game. Obviously when we're going into a game and we do our work on our opponents, you know, we put together a game plan based on areas that we feel that we can have the most success. And then as the game kind of plays out, I think it just depends on the night. Sometimes you may focus a little bit more on making adjustments. Maybe there's some new wrinkles that the opponent is throwing at you. Maybe there's some things that you anticipated happening or that you'd have success with that aren't taking place, and so you have to adjust. And there's been other times where really has been really about just our guys and trying to get lineups correct and figuring out just, you know, kind of who's clicking well and what's working. So I don't know if there's a consistent or a constant, you know, balance with that. I think it definitely varies game to game, but I also think it also depends, you know, on your roster as well. If you have a veteran team, you can probably do a little bit more to focus on the opposition. If you're a younger team, you probably need to spend a little bit more time focusing in on what your guys are doing, just from a consistency standpoint.
Mako, speaking of your team, talked a little bit about 16-17. We haven't talked to you for a couple months, but we're going to plan to talk to you. We talk to you every second Wednesday of each month, which is terrific. I love doing that. How's the progression towards building a team that can win the Northwest Conference Championship or get in the playoffs?
Well, I was really pleased with, our spring period for our guys. They really worked hard in the weight room and in the gym, I think. You know, I mentioned this to you before during the year. You know, our biggest issue was just our inexperience, and our guys need to continue to get acclimated to playing at this level and then just need to mature physically. I think we were physically outmatched, you know, most nights. And so it was good to see them, you know, really dedicated to that. So I'm excited, you know, obviously these next 4 months of summer is going to go a long ways towards determining where we're at. But, you know, we fully anticipate our guys coming back to campus in the fall stronger, physically and then I think mentally as well, just having a better idea of what it takes to be successful at this level. So really, as we project and look ahead, you know, I still think we're probably, you know, a couple of years away from being in that upper echelon of our conference. But at the same time, I think we competed very well this year. We had some quality wins and we competed very well. And so my hope is that if our guys continue to progress and develop like they should, then we'll be very competitive again next year and we'll take a step forward in the right direction.
Mako, you're a member of the Northwest Conference, actually my conference as well. It's a little different than when it was my conference, but it's a fascinating conference with five teams in Oregon, four in Washington, very little coaching changes go through the conference, and it's basketball is better than anybody could ever imagine.
Yeah, no, there's no question about it. We've talked about this before, that just the great balance that we have in our conference in terms of the great coaches. Every team schematically is different, which is really, really unique. There's very good players. I think, again, people don't probably see enough Northwest Conference basketball to really understand how good of a league it is, but you know, there's very skilled players. It's a physical league. It's a challenge every night, you know, and I know when we get guys into our program for the first time and they go through the league, you know, they're amazed at how good it is and whatever perception that they have. I mean, they were quickly thwarted when they compete. And so it's a great league and it's exciting. I've enjoyed my 3 years there already. And it's challenging, and definitely, you know, from a competitive standpoint, you know, it keeps me very much engaged and looking to continue to get better. So I really enjoy that aspect of it.
From being an outstanding championship coach in Southwest Washington on the high school level, then going to George Fox, creating a program, what's been the biggest challenge for you and what maybe has been the biggest adjustment moving from high school to college?
Yeah, the biggest challenge really has just been the establishment of a new culture. That's something that's not easy to do, whether it's with a team, with an organization, what have you, but all thriving entities have great cultures. And so that's been a big challenge for myself and my coaching staff the first couple of years, and we feel like we're kind of trending now in the right direction. We feel like we have a good foundation that's been laid, and so we're excited on where that goes. In terms of the biggest adjustment, you know, it's just a different – there's just different things outside of the X's and O's. You know, obviously recruiting, I would say, is number one. You don't do that at the high school level, and here it's basically another full-time job. So I think that's been probably the biggest adjustment, just to really find a niche there and to continue to find ways to do our best to bring in the best student-athletes that we can. So that's been the biggest adjustment, which, again, is just the difference in levels.
How has technology made you a better basketball coach? And you're an outstanding coach. Anybody that knows the game knows that. How has technology made you a better coach?
Well, I mean, the day and age that we're in, information is so quickly available. And so from that standpoint, just being able to, whether it's, you know, studying film, you know, whether it's watching what other coaches or teams are doing, you know, you can just get so much information so much quicker than you could, you know, even a decade ago. And so I think that's been probably the biggest thing, is just the fact that I can literally get on my computer and go seek out, you know, information to just better my knowledge, my intel to grow and to help me has been huge. And so I love that fact that, you know, the more voices you can hear from, the more information you can read, it just continues to grow your library, and it allows you to, you know, be even more effective in the things that you believe in. So I think that's probably been the biggest thing, is just that information being just readily available when needed.
Mako, when I went to Linfield, the coaches were a very tight-knit group. I kind of see that continuing on the Division III level, and I talk to a lot of Division I college coaches all the time in basketball, and many of them say, well, we have a tight coaching staff, but it maybe it's not as tight as it needs to be. But how important is that to have a tight coaching staff from the rest of the sports at a school like George Fox, where there aren't a great deal of administrative assistants or people breaking down film, and you got to really rely on, you know, you can go to people and seek advice. I would think that'd be kind of neat to have a tight-knit group.
Yeah, are you speaking kind of within just the school, like within the athletic department, Greg? Is that what you're referring
to? I am, yes.
I am.
I think it's always seems to be great at the Division III level.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that, and it's really good, because I think, you know, at the Division III level, we obviously have some hurdles that we have to overcome, and I think, you know, one of the cool things is that each coach in our department understands what those hurdles are, and so it's almost like you're with a community of individuals who are, you know, I don't want to over-exaggerate here, but kind of fighting the same struggle. I'm not to say it's bad or horrible, but, you know, I mean, there's just we have some challenges at our level to be successful. And so when you have others who are going through that same battle, it kind of creates this natural camaraderie, which is great. But even beyond that, it's just the fact that, you know, we understand that if we're all successful, then it enhances the product that we are really trying to promote to recruits, to the community, to, you know, the surrounding area, to people that we hope will really get on board. And so there's just a common goal there as well. But yeah, we have a great staff, you know, in all of our sports, and it's really cool. Like, it really makes going to work every day enjoyable, knowing that you're going to be working with, you know, to some degree. I mean, obviously we're not like in the trenches together, but you're going to be in a place with people that you respect and you value and you have good relationships with.
How do you think overall, Mako, and I know how bright you are, obviously, and that's a compliment coming from me, because I don't say that about a lot of people, but do you think overall in this country, the United States, that we have a good work ethic? Do you see a good work ethic out of athletes, maybe even when you're out on the recruiting trail? How do you feel about work ethic in general?
Yeah, I mean, I think it, you know, I would say it overall, yeah. I mean, I think you see just the richness of our country and where we're at, you know, in terms of just how we've evolved. So there's no question. I don't think things just naturally come. Now, with that, I think sometimes people can develop a work ethic, get success, and then that can breed entitlement, which can be passed down, and that could kind of put a halt to the work ethic. But no, I mean, I see it. You know, I think it just becomes – it's a subcultural thing. It's within families. It's generational. I think it's, you know, kind of based on demographics. So I think it just really depends on the person. But I, you know, I think there's things with this generation that I struggle with in terms of work ethic as it relates to, you know, when I was coming up. But I remember when I was, you know, a teenager, and adults would say the same thing about my generation. So I think that just happens. Things change and evolve. And so I think, you know, it just – we have to be adaptable to how you know, how work ethic is now than when it was, you know, when I was growing up. And I think a large part of that kind of goes back to what you talked about with technology. And really, we're at a age where, you know, working hard doesn't necessarily, you know, look in terms of like long hours and things like that. I mean, it's about being efficient, you know, and being smart. And I think that's a big part of it as well. So it's just the changing and the evolution of our society and how we grow.
So well said on your part there. Excellent. You know, speaking along those lines, work ethic, and there's so many things in getting better. I've kind of become a nutrition nut, and I realize that there's a lot of information available on nutrition. It's not always disseminated properly, but, boy, it sure is important to your success. And a person, you know, really can't start early enough with great eating habits, and I know a lot of coaches are starting to stress it more.
No, it's very important. I mean, the nutrition aspect is huge in a lot of ways. It plays a big part in recovery. It plays a big part in strength and endurance. It plays a big part in energy, obviously with health. So I think the nutrition part is something that, again, talk about evolution, is something that's really come to the forefront. In terms of just health, you see it, and then just for athletes being able to stay at their peak for long periods of time. And so it's something that we, you know, in our program value and we stress and we educate our guys on, you know, how to eat, when to eat, what to eat, and why they should do those things. And it's something that we really try to hold them accountable to as well. So, it's very important. It's the main source of our supplementation in our bodies, and that leads to a lot of positive things if we do it right.
You really nailed, and it's such an important aspect that not many people talk about, so way to go, Mako, is the recovery aspect. It is so important in recovery.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, and again, the recovery part is really what dictates a lot of the success of athletes. You know, I always tell our guys, you know, when I was playing, there were so many days when I was sore, my legs didn't feel good. And it's like, man, if I had the information that we have now and the knowledge that we know now, like, man, I would have been even more effective as a player. And so really, you know, basketball is such a long season. And with guys, you know, even at our level, but just universally, you know, from amateurism to the professional levels, guys are bigger, faster, stronger. And it's just a grind, and really being able to compete at a high level and then rest and then be able to return the next day or whenever that competition is, you know, at your peak is so important. You got to find every possible advantage. And a lot of times it's just that, just a lot of times it's who feels better. And so, so the recovery aspect is huge. And obviously the way, you know, young men and women who are competing as athletes, the way that they feed their bodies, you know, that goes a long way towards helping out with that.
Mako, it's May 11th, I guess, May 11th today, May 11th, And on May 11th, speaking specifically about the George Fox Bruins men's basketball team, what's the most important thing your players should be doing right now to be prepared for 16-17?
They should be, obviously in the weight room. They have, they know what they have to do in terms of their workouts, and so they should be falling, and they should be lifting regularly. They should be in the gym, working on those aspects of their game that need improvement. They should be playing as much as they can. I think those are all big things that should be happening every day. And then, just to kind of take it a step further, they also need to be, I think it's really important at this time that they're finding fulfillment in life. Being re-energized is huge. School is long. Being in the books, it can be rigorous, especially at a university like ours. Obviously, the season is long. It's a grind. And a lot of times it can just sap, just a lot of your joy. And it can be tough. And so, as much as I really we need our guys to be working hard every single day, but we also need them to be refreshed and being fulfilled. So that means spending time with their family, their friends, being back home, getting into a routine that they're used to being in, just kind of getting away from the grind of being a student athlete. And if they're doing those things, then when they come back in the fall, they'll come back stronger, their skill set is better, and they have a renewed sense of purpose, they're reinvigorated for the school year, then that's going to allow us to get the best out of them, and that's what needs to be happening right now.
Great. This time of year, and I can't keep up, and I apologize, who's had graduation and who hasn't, but to me, I get emotional, a little weepy, when I sometimes watch the Oregon State graduation. That's the one that gets televised, it seems like, all the time on public broadcasting. But for any school, anybody associated with any school, graduation's always an emotional time.
Yeah, absolutely. We were fortunate this year that we didn't have to lose any of our guys to graduation because we had no seniors. But from experience, having done it at the high school level in the first couple years of college, it is. It's the culmination of typically four great years, whether it's at the collegiate level, at the high school level. If you're with that, those individuals from the onset, you get to see their growth. They come in at some point and you see the maturity, which is really cool, and the evolution of them as human beings. And then it also signifies the next step in their lives, which is also, it can be scary, but it's also exciting. And so it's a bundle of emotions, so it is a very unique time of year, and it's to be celebrated, but it's also to reflect on fond memories, which at times can bring about sadness as well.
Mako, we always hear the word chemistry. We hear it in relationships, we hear it in business, and we especially hear it in sports. Being an expert basketball coach, what is chemistry that you want? What's the ultimate in chemistry that you want? Give us your definition.
I think it's just simply a group of individuals, working together for a common goal and sacrificing, some of themselves for the betterment of the group or the team, plain and simple. It doesn't necessarily mean that, lifelong relationships have to be formed, but I think in the course of good chemistry that will happen. It doesn't mean that individuals have to fully sacrifice, because I think, every individual has a great talent that needs to come out, but there is partial sacrificing that needs to be done for the team. But ultimately it's just the removal of self, the commitment to the group to meet a common goal and belief and trust and buy-in. And so, again, great chemistry in any successful entity, whether it's in the business world, whether it's in the athletic world, wherever, chemistry is a key component of success and sustainability.
And on top of that, Mako, I think you gave a great definition of it that everybody should pay attention to. We got a great listenership tonight. But, I love Coach Wooden. one of the most famous coaches in any sport, coaching at UCLA, when his comment or his saying about we'll only succeed if no one wants the credit.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, and the funny thing is when success does happen, a lot of credit is then given and observed. So it's just one of those things where you have to get to that point first. And when that happens, you know, the rewards are very plentiful.
Mako, my phone number is a pretty public number, so I get a lot of text whenever I talk to you. And one of the major ones is how can people get a hold of you as far as communicating with you? They love what they hear from you. I do too. So what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can email me. My information is on the George Fox University Athletic website. You can follow me on Twitter at Coach Shark. Either one of those ways is great. And I'm, you know, try my best to stay, you know, stay available and respond when necessary.
Mako, I'll close the program out with something important. Last Sunday was Mother's Day. What's the most important thing you learned from your mother? Or maybe still learning?
Man.
Is your mother still living?
Yeah, she is, yeah. No, I think the number one thing, to kind of bundle them together is hard work and sacrifice. You know, my mom, a tremendous woman who has worked, you know, a large number of hours to support me growing up, and she still does now. And, you know, it's something that, you know, I see from her, and it really inspires me. And then she's such a giving person, very selfless, you know, sacrificing a lot to please others. And so that's something that, again, that I see, and it motivates me to give myself, you know, to help others and the best that I can. So she's been a tremendous example to me. And so I'm very blessed to have her as my mom.
And what type of work does your mom do?
She's a hair stylist, so she has been in that industry for decades, and she does a great job, one of the best in the business.
Tremendous. Do you want to give her a plug? Where can people go to get their hairstyle?
She's located at Sideburns on Burnside. That's right off of 19th and Burnside and Portland, Oregon. So, I don't know what her social media status is. I don't know. I think she was maybe starting a Facebook page. But if anyone's interested, they can email me and I can forward on her stuff. And, yeah, if people are looking for a great hairstylist, she's as good as they come.
Well, Mako, that's very ironic, 19th and Burnside. And I love the name Sideburns. That's pretty awesome marketing. My dad for 30 years worked right down the street, 20th and Sandy, about two
awesome.
Minutes
that's
away
right
at
the corner.
Jansen.
Yeah.
So, very that's good, awesome. Very good. We'll hope we get some people going in to get their hair styled by your mother. Your style is tremendous, both as a person and a basketball coach. Keep it up, Mako, and we'll talk to you again in the month of June.
All right, sounds good, Greg. Thank you. Good catching up with you.
You betcha. That's Mako Hamilton, the head men's basketball coach at beautiful George Fox University, located in Newburgh, Oregon, one of the tremendous universities on the West Coast and in the state of Oregon. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to make your free throws.